Welcome to Eastern Sierra. Now, I'm Jesse Steele, back for our regularly scheduled show. That's right. After a brief experiment in artificial intelligent, budget-friendly hosting, and at least one questionable pronunciation of mono, we're happy to report the original model is back in service. I apologize for leaving you guys hanging. I just had a very busy couple of months. Did a movie, did a show, was trying to wrap a play, working on a new set for you guys. That's why we're doing audio now, working on a new studio altogether, and did an entire show, Just a Minute, with multiple different hosts where we talk to the different supervisors and Superior Court judge candidates. Really interesting show, but it took a lot of time. So I just had no time to do this as well. So I want to thank our little robot friend who sure came in handy in a pinch. I'm sure we'll hear again at some point when I am not able to pull this off. But we are going to start moving in the next coming weeks into a more everyday format, not just Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. There's some really big news, really exciting stuff happening. I'm not going to tell you in this episode, but you'll hear probably next week is my guess. So anyway, we will let that go. And if not next week, at least the week after that. But pretty soon, it's exciting stuff. You're going to like it. So lots of big news happening on the Eastern Sierra Now front. But as of now, I am back with you. God, I just missed you so much. Here we go. On today's show, a new CEO steps in at Mammoth Hospital. Mono County recognizes a local leader with a statewide honor. Inyo County calls time on flu season. And just in time for the weekend, trout season opens across the Eastern Sierra. Also ahead, a few quick reminders to keep on your radar. From events to roadwork, this report is brought to you by Peak IV Therapy, as it should be, one of my favorite places, helping you recharge, recover, and keep up with everything the Eastern Sierra throws your way. And with Fishmas weekend officially here, if you don't see us after the show, just assume we're out of office for no reason. Definitely not taking my fishing rod. Let's get on with the news. Mammoth Hospital has announced the appointment of Melanie Van Winkle as the new chief executive officer. Van Winkle is transitioning from her role as the interim CEO following the former CEO's retirement earlier this year. She brings with her a wealth of experience in healthcare leadership. Hospital officials say the appointment comes as the organization continues its focus on maintaining and expanding healthcare services for the Eastern Sierra community. Lori Carlson, chair of Mammoth Hospital's board of directors, noted her leadership during a period of transition, combined with her deep knowledge of our organization and community, made her the clear choice to lead Mammoth Hospital forward. Van Winkle is expected to lead ongoing efforts to support patient care, staff development, and long-term planning for the hospital, including the continued development of the North Wing. If you guys hear the little chickens in the background, I got chickies. They're awesome. Little chicky nuggies. If you guys want to see a chicken cam live on Eastern Sierra Now, comment below. Let me know your interest in that. They are pretty awesome. Mono County Assistant Administrator Kristen Bouchard was recognized this week with a 2026 Women of Distinction Award. The honor was presented during Tuesday's Mono County Board of Supervisors meeting by Senator Marie Alvarado Gill. The award highlights her leadership, service, and contributions to the community, including her dedication to the veteran community in the region. Bouchard is a proud U.S. Navy veteran herself and remains dedicated to serving and advocating for the community she loves. County officials acknowledge Bouchard's work and impact in her role, noting her continued involvement in local government operations and community initiatives. Jennifer Kreitz, chair of the Mono County Board of Supervisors, added, "Christine is an invaluable asset to Mono County, and her dedication to our community, particularly our veterans, is truly inspiring. We're incredibly proud to see her receive this well-deserved honor. The recognition is part of a broader effort to highlight individuals making a difference across the region." Inyo County Public Health has officially declared the end of the 25-26 influenza season. Health officials say flu activity has decreased to levels that no longer meet the threshold for an active season. While the declaration marks a shift in seasonal monitoring, public health staff continue to encourage residents to stay mindful of general illness prevention. That includes regular hand washing, staying home when sick, and keeping up with recommended vaccinations. When appropriate, officials say they will continue to monitor conditions and provide updates as needed. Feeling a little drained? Maybe that mammoth altitude hit harder than your morning espresso. Whether you're recovering from a big adventure or, let's be honest, a big night out, Peak IV Therapy in Mammoth Lakes has your back and your hydration levels. They offer IV drips, vitamin boosts, and treatment designed to help you bounce back faster than your group chat after a powder day. Plus, it's not just for recovery. Peak IV can help with energy, immunity, altitude sickness, or even that midweek I'm running on fumes feeling. Think of it as your mammoth recharge station, because let's face it, the mountains don't wait for anyone. Peak IV therapy, feeling better faster. Book your drip, get your boost, and get back to doing what you came here for, living your peak life. Eastern Sierra trout season officially opens this weekend, marking one of the region's most anticipated outdoor traditions. Anglers heading out are reminded to review current California Department of Fish and Wildlife regulations, including licensing requirements, catch limits, and area-specific rules. North Landing Road at Crowley Lake and Rawson Canal Road in Bishop remain closed to the public, so plan accordingly. Additionally, required watercraft inspections began earlier this week to protect our community from the golden mussel, a new invasive species in California. So here's your friendly reminder that all boats must be inspected before launching. Officials also encourage visitors to plan ahead, pack out trash, and respect local waterways and access points. We hope to see you out there this weekend. Hey, Merry Fishmas. Now for a few quick reminders of events taking place this weekend. The City of Bishop is preparing to host Foodie Fiesta 2026 tonight on Church Street behind City Hall. The event will feature a variety of food vendors, community activities, and entertainment. Organizers say the festival is designed to bring residents and visitors together while highlighting local businesses and marking the beginning of spring. Additionally, a free tire disposal will be available at local landfills this weekend. The event allows community members to dispose up to 9 tires at no cost, helping reduce illegal dumping and support proper waste management. The event will take place from 7:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Please check with your local landfill for specific guidelines and schedules. Caltrans has released its traffic advisory for the week of April 27th through May 1st. In Kern County, State Route 58, the eastbound lane and shoulder will close near Tehachapi Boulevard for repairs and guardrail replacement. In Inyo County, expect one-way traffic control on State Route 168 West for pole replacements. Additionally, intermittent traffic breaks are expected on US 395 near Mill Creek Road for wire crossings. Drivers are encouraged to plan ahead and allow extra travel time, and use caution when traveling through work zones. Ad break.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Let's take a look at the ski report. Top to bottom laps are on tap at Mammoth Mountain, with partly cloudy skies setting up a solid start to the weekend. The mountain is reporting a 41-inch base of packed powder, and conditions are holding up well across the hill. 100 trails are open, along with 14 lifts and 4 terrain parks, giving skiers and riders plenty of options for summit to base. Looking ahead for this weekend, Canyon Lodge will reopen Saturday, April 25th, and Sunday, April 26th, with Canyon Express 16 and the Village Gondola running. Services at Canyon will include rental tickets, retail, and parking for those newer to the mountain. Mange Lodge is still a recommended starting point for beginner skiers and riders to get the best experience. And if you're looking for a way to kick things off, start your morning with a few early laps down Fascination and take advantage of those smooth, groomed conditions before things shift later in the day. Here's a look at your weekend weather across the Eastern Sierra, starting in Bishop and up the hill in Mammoth Lakes. Down in Bishop, expect partly cloudy skies today with afternoon highs climbing into the upper 60s. Overnight lows dip into the low 40s. Tomorrow, conditions remain mostly mild, but with a slight shift. Temperatures stay warm, with highs again in the 60s and a mix of sun and clouds. And Sunday continues with mild temperatures in the 60s, though cloud cover may increase at times. Up in Mammoth Lakes, it's a bit cooler today, with highs in the upper 40s and light winds throughout the day. Tomorrow, expect partly cloudy skies with highs near 45 degrees. There's a slight chance of afternoon weather developing. Nothing widespread, but something to keep an eye on if you're heading outdoors. Heading into Sunday, we're watching for a bit more variability. Expect temperatures to stay cool with highs in the low 40s and a continued chance for unsettled conditions later in the day. Winds remain relatively light overall, but conditions could shift quickly in the higher elevations. So overall, pretty solid spring conditions across the region, warm and comfortable in Bishop, cooler but still enjoyable up in Mammoth, with just a slight chance of weather as we move through the weekend. And as always, if you're heading into the mountains, be prepared for changing conditions. And that's your look at what's happening across the Eastern Sierra. As always, you can find more local news updates and information right here on our YouTube channel. So be sure to subscribe and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media to stay connected throughout the week. Your regular host is back, and AI has been gently powered down for now. And just in time, because we're pretty sure it still can't bait a hook. With trout season opening this weekend, also known as Fishmas, we hope you get a chance to get outside, enjoy the water, and maybe even catch something worth talking about. Thanks for watching Eastern Sierra Now. We'll see you next time. This is Jesse Steele. For real. It's me. It's not some AI trick. Really is me, I promise. No, seriously, it's me. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I haven't spoke this much in a while. It's a skill, definitely not a talent.